of an intensive training manual for frontline followers of Christ. It's not for the faint of heart. He teaches things, he challenges, he admonishes, and he warns his disciples in this sermon that if they're going to be lovesick followers, there are just some things they need to know about life and the kingdom, choices they're going to have to make, snares they're going to have to avoid, like chapter 7, about talking about judging and stuff like that. But it's interesting that in this particular section of Scripture, four different times, he warns them about anxiety. And the language that he uses is, stop being anxious. As if he had already picked that up in them, and he had already picked up conversations from them, like, well, how are we going to take care? How are we going to pay for this? They'd left, especially the 12, they had left everything to follow him. They weren't at home doing their jobs. They weren't earning. They were following Jesus and having to learn how to trust. And this is put here. Everything is intentional by the Holy Spirit, of course. But this was put here because it's like the Lord saying to us, in this world at war, if you intend to be a serious follower of Jesus, one of the great weapons that the enemy comes at us with is anxiety. I cannot tell you, Ron could confirm this, when we go out and pray for people, how many people we pray for who struggle with anxiety and depression. And enough anxiety leads to depression. And it's among the affluent, the people who have stuff, who shouldn't be so anxious. But when we're in the trip to Brazil, it's just amazing how the percentage of people there, it's also true in America, they're just more open about admitting it, who struggle with this. And so this scripture was really pertinent to me because it's like Jesus is saying, this is significant that you get this one. Now remember what he said earlier. He said, wherever your treasure is, there's your heart's going to be also. And he said, make sure you store up treasures in heaven because moth and rust can't destroy those things. But if you lay up treasures on the earth, if the things of the earth are your priority, moth and rust can destroy. Now, there's some interesting things in that scripture, and we'll look at these probably over the next few days, but Jesus doesn't say that we follow where our heart leads. That's a false understanding. The heart's a follower. And what he says is, wherever your treasure is, there your heart's going to be. And whatever we choose as a deliberate choice to be the treasure of our life, to pursue, our hearts will eventually go there. Because make no mistake, our heart is what the enemy's after. And one of the great weapons that he uses to attack our hearts is anxiety. There's a couple of things that he says here, and again, we'll look at it more, so it gets inside of us. See, you get to enjoy either the privilege or the curse of me having to get things inside of me, and one of the ways I do that is talk about it. And so the result being, hopefully it gets inside of you. But verse 34, when he says in verse 33, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness and all these things will be added to you. So I'm going to kind of give you a little sort of an overview of something. Therefore, do not be anxious or stop being anxious for tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble on its own. Now understand what he says here. Whatever your concept of victorious Christian living is, if your understanding of victorious Christian living is that there's never going to be trouble, that somehow that's victory, you're just going to confess there's no trouble, then you're not a very biblical person. Because he says each day is going to have enough trouble of its own. Yeah, as a matter of fact, he said, in this world you will have tribulation. You will have trouble. So we live in a fallen world. The word trouble there, word trouble is trouble or evil. We live in a fallen world. The enemy attacks. So each day there's going to be trouble. There's just stuff that goes on in an unpredictable fallen world where human beings make other choices and things happen and there's weather and there's economy. The key is my heart going to be vulnerable? Am I going to have my heart robbed because of anxiety? Or am I going to be free from that as a follower of Jesus? There's two things that he says. One, if you treasure the things of heaven, then no matter what goes on, the troubles of this world, where your heart isn't vulnerable. Because you've decided to treasure something else. You've sought first the kingdom and his righteousness. Two, as far as the things of this world are concerned and what your needs are at, your heavenly Father can be faithful and will be faithful. You just have to keep seeking the kingdom and righteousness. Just keep storing up treasures in heaven because he already knows what you need. Look at the birds of the air. Look at the flowers. He takes care of them. You're far more important to him than they are. You can trust that he'll be faithful to provide the practical things in this world that are necessary. Those two things. Seek first the kingdom. Make that the treasure and righteousness the treasure of your life. Your heart will end up following, and then your heart won't be vulnerable because nothing in this world affects that. And then as far as the things of this world are concerned that are legitimate needs, your Heavenly Father be faithful. I just think that's a cool place. Again, four different times in that little short section, he warns the most radical disciples that he had that one of the great snares of warfare isn't a sickness and disease and all the horrible things we want to come up with is what warfare is all about, is anxiety. And if you'd be honest about your own life, you'd say, yep, that's really true. I really struggle getting attacked there more than the other stuff, the lions and tigers and bears, oh my. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.